Chag Pesach Sameach to you. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and I wanted to talk briefly about Chag HaMatzot, or the Festival of Unleavened Bread. Now, this is a seven-day feast or festival in which we are commanded not to have any chametz or leavened products in our homes. So we clean our homes of chametz before Passover. And this culminates in this festival of unleavened bread when we don't eat any bread for a week. Now, this is a bit strange. I've mentioned this a couple times in my writings on Hebrew for Christians because there's a sort of ambiguity about what this means on a lot of levels, okay? Not just the obvious one is that the Torah says that the children of Israel eat matzah to remember the bread of affliction, that's their slavery. Also, that they didn't have time for their dough to rise when they fled Egypt. And then later, it's associated with this idea of purging and cleansing and soul-searching activity that developed. And then later on, the festival of Shavuot culminates with the wave offering of leavened bread, which is, I think, interesting. Because we're going from an unleavened state to a state where leaven is now brought before the altar. A sort of redeemed leaven, if you will. And so there's a lot of layers and meanings to what chametz really represents. But in general, I think it's and this is consonant with what we read in the New Testament, Jesus is teaching, chametz is considered a corrupting influence. A hidden uncleanness that manipulates pure elements. Like the influence of a lump of leaven in a batch of dough, spiritual leaven functions as an evil impulse within us that corrupts and sours our inner life. It could be bitterness, it could be jealousy, it could be lust, and so on. And spiritually speaking, that's the real thing. And we go through this ritual of ridding our chametz from our homes, to express, if you will, put feet on the idea that we don't want this in our lives anymore. So the removal of chametz is a metaphor, really, of sanctification itself. Now, when is this festival of unleavened bread observed? It's a little confusing when this begins and ends. Passover begins, we know, on Nisan 14 at evening. That's about 3 p.m. to sundown, in that range. And it continues through Nisan 15. That's when we're doing our Seder. So strictly speaking, the Passover begins on Nisan 14 and continues through the 15th. Now, in Exodus 12, 15 through 20, God instructed the Jews to eat unleavened bread for 7 days, beginning with the first day of Passover. That's Nisan 15 now, through Nisan 22. So that's the 7 days there. It represents a week, a holy week spent without leaven in our lives, a picture of our deliverance from the corrupting influences of the world in response to the redemption of the Lord, our Passover deliverance. So you should be advised that Judaism tends to conflate these two holidays. Passover and Chag HaMatzot are collectively considered as a single holiday. And it's usually referred to as Passover or Passover week. It's merged together. And as I've mentioned in another talk, it's not only just that week. It really begins with the start of the month of Nisan, or Aviv, and it runs through Shavuot, or Pentecost. So it's 50 days in which we're expressing and thanking God for Passover and its themes of redemption and healing in our lives. So it's integral to Passover. But it's not exactly, technically speaking, the same thing as Passover. They're two different aspects, if you will. One represents the blood of a lamb, the redemption from Egypt by God's power that saves us from the plague of death. And the other represents the newness of life that comes out of this, the purity, the consecration, the getting rid of the old influence of Egypt and becoming new. Now, we have a first fruits ceremony, too, which is a tenufah, which is a waving that represents the resurrection of Yeshua. That's huge. That's what the Christian world calls Easter. And I won't get into why they do it on a Sunday all the time, but That's a huge aspect of this whole theme of Passover season, of course. The resurrection of our Lord is huge. Absolutely amazingly huge. And two areas in which Messianic Judaism have really fallen flat are, I think, the celebration of the birth of Jesus, a Christmas, if you will, though we think it's probably Sukkot, or maybe even Passover time, and also the resurrection. We do a good job with Passover. I think we miss it. We don't have an explicit ceremony well-defined for the resurrection. But it, of course, is absolutely vital to our faith. And for more on that, look at the Hebrew for Christians website, because I have a lot written there on why the resurrection matters and so on. Again, getting back to what's going on here, we have the redemption through the blood of the Lamb, saved by God's own appointed Lamb of God, singular, as it says in Exodus. So we partake in the blood of the Lamb by trusting in God's provision for our redemption, and that saves us from the plague of death. And then there's this separation period where we are being purified, sanctified. And in the midst of that, we think of Jesus' death and burial and resurrection that's also expressed in the meaning of the unleavened bread and the waving of the Omer and what that represents to us. So there's a lot of information about that on Rashid Katsir on the website, so please look at that. And also, there's questions. Of course, there's controversy about the timing of these things and so on. I touch on that on the website, too. I don't like to get into controversies too much because I think they often lead us astray and don't. They cause us to miss the point of what's happening, what this means to us. Spirituality is tied intrinsically to meaning. And so we need to have a deep, heartfelt conviction and meaning and awareness as we do these rituals, or else they're worthless. You know, the real thing is the heart in this. It's the spirit. It's not the letter. So tune into that. Dial into that. Focus on that. Get your covenant in order. Strengthen yourself in wanting to know the heart of God, what the Lord's heart is. Be a person after God's own heart. Seek Him and what His heart is for the redemption of the world and for people around you. See how the leaven in your life is causing a disconnect between you and others. Free yourself of it. Ask God to help you. Do Heshbon HaNefesh, which is a soul searching. It's another metaphor. We do this typically during the fall holidays, but this is just as important now. We're getting rid of chametz. We need to look within and see where this chametz is hidden in our lives and get rid of it. Ask the Lord to help us. Lord, help me to be chametz free, to be sincere, to be pure, pure of heart. Lev tahor, that we would be set apart people, that we would have nothing interrupting the free flow of the Spirit in our lives. So may God help us, all of us, to do this. You know, whether or not you're blessed with being able to partake of a Passover Seder this year, I hope you can, or not, you can still take hold of these things, learn about these things, make them a part of your understanding of the Lord and the revelation that is given to us in our Messiah. Make that a part of who you are. It'll bless you. It'll strengthen you. May God bless you during the season and always. May He give you peace and love and deep healing, the deepest of all healing, where your heart is aching, where you're still crying out, where there's still a tension and anxiety. I pray that the Lord will come there and minister His balm, His healing balm, that He'll breathe on you His breath of life. He'll fill you with His goodness and presence, that you'll be fully conscious and aware. Daf lifnei mi'ata omed. May God help you remember before whom you stand and understand that before whom you stand is the lover of your soul and your heart. And may He bless you and keep you and shine upon you. In the name of Yeshua, I ask all this and I thank God for you. Amen.
Information, visit us at www.hebrewforchristians.com or Google Learn Hebrew Free.